Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Janine Cox, Senior Analyst at Wealth Within. Now today I'd like to talk about property trusts. Some of you may have a property trust in your portfolio and be a bit concerned over its performance lately. Well, in fact, many property trusts have lost significant value, up to about 30 to 40% in some cases over the past 12 months. And there have been some property trusts that have lost over 50% from their all-time highs in 06 or 07. So what's been the driver historically for people to get into listed property trusts? Well, it's been the dividends, the income that's derived from a property trust. And generally, it's quite healthy, at or greater than the market average. So given the recent market falls and looking at early 08, dividend yields have risen to around 8% in many of these property trusts. So some investors might be thinking, given that the property trusts have fallen further, the dividend yields are likely to be even higher, therefore it might be a good investment. The thing to watch out for, a lot of these property trusts are being called up by the banks because of their debt issues. And there are questions about the asset values. So you have to seriously look at the growth prospects for these companies and ask yourself, are the dividend yields likely to stay this high? Will the companies be able to fund that level of payout? The other thing is, if a lot of analysts are saying from a long-term perspective, these particular stocks might be good to hold in your portfolio as a buy and hold type strategy, you'd have to question and ask yourself, well, does that mean that the stocks are likely to continue to fall? Because if a stock's still falling away, just remember that the momentum of the sellers is still behind the stock, so therefore the risk is still high. So it's about making a judgment on the best time to enter these stocks. Now the fact is, you're not going to be right all of the time, but you need to be armed with knowledge. You need to understand how to make that judgment. And if currently the financials are not telling the full picture, how are you going to do that? The answer has to be a combination of both fundamental and technical analysis. Looking forward, I do say that the property trusts are likely to turn around. The question is when. So you have to ask yourself, are you prepared to hold a stock that continues to fall away, not knowing where the stock's likely to bottom out? To me, that's high risk. Let's take a stock, for example, General Property Trust. When it hit $3 recently, I bet people who bought back into that stock were thinking, gee, this is cheap. This is the cheapest this stock has been for more than 12 months. And I bet they weren't prepared to see it fall to $2.50 when that subsequently happened. So build your knowledge before considering making investments in the market. And remember that property trusts will again return to favour. I'm Janine Cox, Senior Analyst at Wealth Within. Bye for now.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.